We've got your fitness goals and a smart way to make sure you're getting enough recovery time. In today's episode, let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, welcome to episode 39 of the ATA Nation Podcast. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am pleased to be back with you today for another episode talking all about fitness. It's January. A lot of people have given up their fitness goals already in January, but of course you haven't because you are an ATA martial artist and, you understand discipline. You understand dedication, hard work. We want you to succeed in your ATA journey. We've got a lot of great things coming. Today's episode, we've got two things we're going to cover today. Number one, I've got some listener feedback, and we're going to see what you've got as some of your fitness goals for 2022. And then a couple years ago, I came across this great product to work on recovery, understanding how to train smart, understanding your body's natural rhythms and how stress affects your body and how to make sure we're training our cardio and our conditioning, being able to manage our energy properly. And we're going to talk about that as well today. But let's get started with some listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
I love doing listener feedback. We've got some great ATA Nation insiders. I asked them a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, what are your big fitness goals? And you'll have recognized some of these names because these are some of our loyal fans. If you haven't texted us yet and become an insider, you need to. Just send me a text message, 260-250-3975. We would love to hear from you. Natalie Nyquist, reached out and said that, one of her primary goals for 2022 is increased stamina through longer, higher intensity circuits to help maintain that power during tournaments. Hey, I think you're going to really enjoy the second segment in this episode because we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then physical therapy and other ways to help manage nerve pain from old injuries. That can be tough. Look into those ways to keep yourself healthy and do the things that you need to take care of yourself, maybe past injuries. Mr. Ronald Allen reached out and said, definitely going to do some running, going to work on correct form for push-ups. That is a great one. I know a lot of people have some sloppy push-ups, and he's going to work on those. I love that. Scott Tracy, a very loyal fan out there, going to work on his six-pack, just got his fourth degree. But he's not in the shape he wants to. Hey, I understand that. Want to work on his six pack, work on his splits. Those are great goals. The six pack's a tough one because that really comes down not only to toning, but to really making sure you're dialing in that diet because, you can have those good, strong abs, but if they're covered up with some of that, cheesecake or, potato chips or whatever, they're hard to see. Cheesecake would definitely be mine, not potato chips as much. Charlene Becker working on working on her fitness, cardio especially. Again, I think you're going to like the segment we're going to talk about later. She's got some great goals, especially, just like I did, had some really good holiday foods. Got to get over fixing that. Jolie Smith tore a meniscus, and so got to work on that. definitely take the time. Make sure you're taking the time to rehab those injuries right. Don't get started back too early. Really important to make sure that you're taking that time. Maddie Shepard, exercise every day. That's a great one. Again, listen to the rest of this episode and you're going to hear a little bit about being smart with that. Training at her taekwondo school, making sure she's working hard for a legacy collar, second degree. Oh, I love that. Love seeing those goals that we're setting. Matthew Holbrook, setting his goal to increase his vertical leap this year. I love that specific, goal for his fitness. Some strength training, working on that jumping as well. I love that. Paul Haas, talking about making sure he's increasing his cardio and stamina for districts and worlds. Man, you guys are keying me up right away for this, this talk we're going to have about, conditioning. So I love that. Really great goals from people. Katie Huller are talking about, or Huller talking about new exercise routine, making sure she talked about really enjoying the book we recommended in December, Atomic Habits, and making that a habit with her exercise routine. Very smart. So I love this feedback, ladies and gentlemen. I would love to hear about your fitness goals. What do you have going on for 2022? Send me those goals, 260-250-3975. Tell us all about it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a special guest on today. I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been doing and working on with my own fitness, and really understanding proper recovery. One of the things that Mrs. Kaminsky mentioned was making sure we taper towards the end or before a competition. Most athletes on the major scale, on the major leagues, understand the rhythm of training. And we need to understand that for ourselves as well, and not just on a large scale, like we should be training, getting ready for competition season, worlds, nationals, something like that, districts, but on a smaller scale, how our body is doing each day. And so I came across this product years ago, and they've really gotten even better. And I've been working on some conditioning coaching certification myself. And the idea here is that conditioning is getting your not necessarily individual strength muscles, the individual strength things, but getting your cardiovascular system, your heart in the right place, and understanding how to control the energy systems in your body to be able to succeed in whatever event that you're looking at. So let's take, for example, I can go to taekwondo class and I spend a certain amount of energy in that class through doing my sparring, my weapons, my forms, whatever it might be. I go to school and I spend a certain amount of energy, that stored up energy, those calories from not just walking through the halls, doing gym or whatever, but also thinking, taking tests. Your brain burns calories as well. And then I burn calories and burn energy other ways as well. One of the things we need to take into account is how much of that energy we're burning and how we can control or get better at utilizing those energy sources. One of the things that I see people often not take into account for big events like districts or worlds is that the stress, just the mental, emotional stress of those kind of events, of competing at top 10 or competing at districts, causes you to use up energy stores. And so we really need to work on our overall conditioning, working those energy systems in our body, whether they be our aerobic system, our anaerobic system. There's lots of science to it that I don't want to necessarily get into, but understanding those systems, understanding how to train, and know when our body needs some rest. So let me introduce you to Morpheus. This is the product. If you want to check it out, I have an affiliate link. So it does give me a little kickback if you do decide to get one. There is no pressure to. I just have found this as a really neat tool. I like data to get information. And so if you want to check this out, you can check it out as ATAMA, like martial arts, ATAMA.ninja/Morpheus. That's spelled Morpheus, Morpheus. So the Morpheus wristband and heart rate monitor uses the metric of heart rate variability. It's a complicated thing. It measures your heart rate variability and uses that to see how the stress systems in your body or the energy systems of your body have depleted or caused you to be more fatigued and maybe not in a position to push harder. So how's this work? So every morning I wake up, and as soon as I wake up, I stick on this wristband onto my forearm and I take my day's measurement. And that measurement measures my heart rate variability, which this morning was 61, and then a recovery score that is based on that heart rate variability and some other factors. So today my recovery score was 80%, which puts me in the orange. It's not 100. It's not fully recovered. Yesterday, my recovery score was in the green. And then you can get the recovery score even lower and it gets into the red. And what this does is helps you see, okay, I'm 80% recovered today. I can go out and do a pretty good workout. You know, I may not want to do a max workout, but I can do a pretty good workout. If I would wake up and see that my recovery score was lower, maybe in the low orange or the early red, I would go, hey, I need to take today off. What can I do to work on recovering? Maybe I do some meditation. Maybe I do some breathing exercises. Maybe, I do some foam rolling or, some basic muscle activation things. And I change what I do based on how my recovery is. One of the things that's really neat about this is that it also will adjust your heart rate zones. So a lot of people who do cardio training will train in specific heart rate zones. And because you're more or less recovered, depending on how much stress you put on your body through training, through exercise, through daily life stress, you should adjust where those zones are dynamically based on your recovery. And this does that. So each morning after I take my score, it will update my heart rate zones. So when I go to train for the day, I can put on my heart rate monitor, open my Morpheus app, click the train button and go, okay, I'm going to do some cardio training. And I decide that I'm going to do some sprints, and I can get up into the red zone for just, maybe I decide I'm going to do the red zone for about 20 seconds and then bring it all the way back down to the blue zone and really work on getting that heart activated. And then how fast can I drive that heart rate back down again? I really like this idea, as a training method for us martial artists and thinking about your, tournament competition. Our martial arts tournament competition is not a big aerobic exercise. You're not doing low energy for a long time. We are doing almost like sprints. Sparring at a tournament is, hey, I go for, 10, 20 seconds. They call break. I get, 10 second rest or 5 second rest. And then I'm going for 20 seconds and then a quick rest. And then that whole match is over 2 minutes. And then I get, anywhere from a minute rest to, 5-10 minutes rest before my next match. And that all takes place after I did a 2-minute forms competition where I went all out with my power and my energy. And so mirroring that kind of training with the heart rate zones, I think can be really beneficial to helping you train your energy systems to maintain the power, the speed, the effectiveness that you need to in those areas. I think this is a really cool tool. One of the things that I really like that they've added end of last year is a recovery challenge. So the January or December, they did a recovery challenge. January, they recovery challenge. And here in February, they're going to do one as well. So what this is each day you got to take your recovery score. You get points based on what your score is. You get points for completing 7,000 steps a day. You get points for completing the lesson for the day, which I really like because it is helping you understand some of the things that we've been talking about, the energy systems of the body, understanding recovery, understanding the things that you should do depending on what zone you're in. Let me just give you some of the headlines of these little lessons each day. So everything you need to know about heart rate variability is one of them. Why you need recovery workouts. The Morpheus heart rate zones. How does sleep impact your recovery? That's a huge one. You get points actually for making sure you get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. You get points as well for doing recovery workouts, not just workouts that are just like, hey, I got to go kill myself out, spar a billion rounds and just dog myself out. There's a place for that workout. There's a place for that, but it shouldn't be every day. So I really like this. I'm using it in my own training. I've been on a great track of taking my score every day, and these challenges are helping me do that. So right now I am ranked this month 178 in the January challenge, which isn't amazing. In the December challenge, I was in the top 100. I was pretty excited about that. But 100 and something out of right now, this challenge has 618 people. So I'm doing pretty good compared to that. So if you want to join me in a recovery challenge for February, I would love that. I think it'd be super cool to see if you're really serious about your tournament training, if you're really serious about your conditioning. I think this is a great motivator, a great educational tool, and a great way to see if you're doing it in a smart way. So I would highly suggest or recommend that you head over to atama.ninja/Morpheus, and you can pick up one of the Morpheus bands and the heart rate monitor that you'll need to do all this stuff. And then if you get that, sign up for the February challenge, the February recovery challenge, and send me a message. Okay. Send me a text and let me know so we can kind of keep each other motivated. See how you're doing. I love competition. When it comes to these kind of things, I love like, hey, if I can try to beat you in the recovery challenge, I'm totally down for that. So just send me a message. 260-250-3975. If you decide you want to take part in this recovery challenge, I would love to be part of it with you. And maybe I have a secret other bonus for you, but I won't tell you what that is. Anyways, the Morpheus app and the Morpheus heart rate monitor, heart rate band is fantastic. I really have enjoyed it. I think it's really helping me to understand better my kind of understanding better when to train harder, when to train less, and not just when to train, but through some of this conditioning coaching I've been learning, in the guys who built this have a conditioning coaching certification that I am going through. I am learning some better ways to train those different energy systems, train those different methods to help in understanding that, like, we as martial artists have different uses or different needs in our energy systems than somebody who's doing a marathon, or even somebody who's doing a 2-minute continuous sparring is different than ours. So that's what I'm doing. Super cool, I think. If you want to join me, send me a message. I would love to have you check it out with me. I think that's going to wrap it up for today. I greatly appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Shoot us a message. Tag us on Instagram when you are listening. If you are like listening to the podcast while you're working out, shoot a quick video or just take a picture and post it on Instagram and tag ATA Nation Podcast so we can see what you're doing while you're listening. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Yo, secret part. Hey, let me know what you thought of the episode. I know it's another solo show. We do those once in a while. Sometimes, sometimes not. You know, it's nice to get on the mic and just bloviate. You know what I noticed today, though, and I've got to work on it. I hope no one out there is doing a count of how many times I say, I thought I was getting better. And man, today I just felt like I did a horrible job of saying, a billion times. So here's a challenge for you. Fitness challenge. Every time you hear me say in the podcast, go and do 2 burpees. That'll help your fitness right there. Okay, guys, we will talk to you next week.